Mr. Hightower came around the desk, and I shook his hand. "Pleased to meet you," he said, indicating a chair in front of his desk. He was around 50, I imagined, with a dark horizontal slash of bushy brows and a receding hairline on either side of a widow's peak. I took a seat, and he returned to his chair, which squeaked as he dropped into it. He linked his hands on top of a stack of typewritten pages centred on his desk. The paper crinkled under his cuffs. "So, Miss Belgrave, tell me about yourself. Do you want the short version or the long? Let's say give me the short story, not the novel." "Very well. I grew up in Nether Woodsmore, a small village in Derbyshire where my father was a vicar, before he inherited a legacy that allowed him to retire and work on a commentary. I attended boarding school and had a year at a finishing school in Switzerland. My mother, who was American, died when I was younger. She set up a fund for my education. Her wish was that I would return to her alma mater, a university in the United States, and pursue a degree from there as she had. I went to America last year, but was called home when my father became ill. Thankfully, he's recovered, but I've decided to stay on." It wasn't my choice to stay in England, but I wasn't about to tell Mr. Hightower about my shock on discovering my father had married his nurse, or the fact that he'd lost all the funds for my education when he invested the money in a fly-by-night operation. I realised I'd fisted my hands in my lap. I relaxed my fingers and smoothed my skirt. "But that's not really of interest to you. I imagine the incident at Archley Manor is why I'm here." "Yes, that is the reason I wanted to speak to you. Mr. Rimmington told me about it. He also said you're as tenacious as a terrier after a rat."
Yes, that's true, I suppose, although I'm not sure that's a flattering comparison."
He chuckled.
"And he said you have a sense of humour, as well as the ability to be extremely discreet."
"Well, that's better."
Mr. Hightower stared at me for a moment, then reached for a pair of spectacles and hooked them over his ears.
"Miss Belgrave, I may not look like it, but I'm a bit of a gambler. I'm sure I seem to be the very picture of a staid city man to you, but I do love to take a chance. Not on horses or cards, you understand. In business. One has to like risk to be a book publisher. I thrive on hunches. And my hunch is that you can help me. I'd like to hire you. Are you interested?"
A tingle of excitement raced along my skin. This was so much better than modelling hats.
"Yes, very much so."
"Good. I'm about to share some information with you. If it were to go outside the walls of this office, it would cause a considerable amount of distress at Hightower Books. It's a delicate situation. Do I have your solemn promise you will keep this information to yourself?"
"Yes, I won't mention it to anyone else."
"Excellent."
Mr. Hightower gave a flicker of a smile.
"Because you're a vicar's daughter, I know I can trust your word."
He pulled a folder from under the stacks of typed pages and removed a photograph from the file.
"That's Ronnie Mayhew. Our readers know him as R.W. May, one of our most popular authors. He's missing, and I'd like you to find him."